All right, guys, we'll go ahead and get started. First call to order, we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. The flag's in the back.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're not in person that works in a school.
Speedy.
That was brutal.
It was speedy. And then roll call, we are all in attendance today. All right, the first thing we will open for public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. All right, and I think we will move to the next, which is approval of the meeting minutes for April 30th and May 14th for possible action.
You only have the 30th.
Oh, we do? Okay. So May 14th will be next. Okay, so approval of the meeting minutes for April 30th.
We don't know if we'll have that.
Okay.
So approval of the meeting.
I make a motion we approve. Anybody got changes?
Nope, I don't.
I make a motion we approve the minutes for April 30th, 2025.
And then we need to table May 14th.
And table the May 14th minutes until future meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, now the approval of the agenda for May 28th, 2025.
I'll move to approve.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, our first one will be a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District.
Good evening, everyone. Jordan Bunker with the Water District. The wells were read yesterday. And the north well came in at 13.62 feet below land surface. The south well was 13.34 feet below land surface. That's about a quarter foot down from last month and about 3 feet lower than where they were at this time last year. The water system itself operationally remains stable. There haven't been any major leaks or breaks over the past month. Our rural systems operators, as well as our customer care folks, they continue to proactively reach out to folks that could potentially have an on-site leak, just to let them know that something's going on. And then, obviously, it's heating up, so we're going to be watering a lot more. Just a reminder that the most efficient times to water are between 7 p.m. and 11 a.m. each day. So that concludes my report. If there are any questions.
Jordan, is it the same restrictions as in town where no watering on Sunday and that type of thing, or no?
Yeah, so in town, their actual restrictions are prohibited by law. They're not, those restrictions have not yet made themselves into the Blue Diamond Service rules yet, but that's something that we're going to be working on.
Okay, thank you.
That was quick. All right, next we'll receive a report from Metro regarding activity in the area. I don't see Metro. All right, moving to the next. Now we will receive a report from BLM regarding current and upcoming projects, updates on Legacy Bike Trail, and information about the conservation area and public lands in the area.
So yeah, I'm Boris Buff, BLM, Canadian City Manager. So the Legacy Trail, it will be a groundbreaking for phase one, either the end of June or beginning of July. The exact date hasn't been set yet.
Nice.
Construction is scheduled to start July 9th, or maybe a couple days earlier, but that's the plan right now. And the completion date right now is for phase one, which starts at Summerlin towards Calico Basin. Is of March next year.
Okay.
Just phase one. Other than that, we have a couple of events going on this month. June 1st no longer requires reservations until October. Also, the campground will close on June 1st. And so events that are going on in June, the activities that start down, but we'll have another Dark Skies event on June 22nd, starting at 6 p.m. We have 7 to 8, where we have our telescope out that was donated by Safe Red Rock. And we'll have some guided night hikes or evening hikes as well. And that's all the fun activities at Red Rock and the Legacy Trail.
Okay.
Can I just go back to the Metro one again?
Yeah.
It just seems since the officers, the other officers, are no longer patrolling up here and we're with Enterprise now, it's going to be patrolling here. It seems like we haven't had anybody here. So I'm wondering if they realize that they're actually
stopping
them.
Yeah, because it's been two meetings,
On the agenda. So it'd be I mean, they don't have to show up for everyone, but
right.
I mean, it'd be nice at least every other one to see, you know, what's going on in the area that, you know, I may not know what's going on up here. You may not know what's going on down by me, so we can all, you know.
So I guess can we put a request that we get Metro
Okay.
Mike.
Yeah,
if they were here, there was actually, I guess, some stuff went down the other night with fireworks out at the Red Springs campground and or parking lot, and I guess some of my neighbors were happy that Metro showed up in a timely fashion and managed
Good.
To do some law enforcement. So.
Well, and I think that we're going to end up with two different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
right,
offices, because
right.
you are Summerlin and we are
right.
Enterprise.
So,
right.
So does that mean?
Well,
we
I'm sure
need...
each would be happy to
yeah.
claim credit for
right.
that.
Exactly. So we'll look into what that's going to look like for future meetings. Sorry, Boris. All right, and then back to BLM. Anybody have any questions?
Are those events taking place at Red Rock Park?
Yeah, it's a
center.
Well, I'm excited to hear about the groundbreaking. County construction start date. That's
yes.
really exciting.
Indeed. It's been a long time coming.
It has. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, we'll move on to number four, which is to receive a report from BLM law enforcement.
Lieutenant Christopher Allen, the Bureau of Land Management. About the only serious incident we had was about a week ago. We had a motorcyclist decide to flee from one of our officers during a traffic stop. He pulled over for the officer. And tried to flee and flee right into a Sprinter van. So we experienced that traffic delay for that day because we had to fly in an air ambulance to fly him out. But he's in stable condition with multiple charges pending that are traffic related.
How was everything the day of the race? Was that like May
1st? It got canceled because of
canceled
rain.
Cause
oh,
of the
oh
rain.
Got canceled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Again.
Bicyclists, some of them still rode the route
oh.
as private citizens, but the event itself was canceled about 9 a.m.
I was going to say they delayed it till 9, and
oh,
then they ultimately canceled
that's
it.
That's
I know.
They
so that's
it
about
right. that for us.
Huh.
Hmm.
That's a lot of work.
Can you spell your last name for me?
Allen, A-L-L, yeah.
Thank you.
And then, if there's no further questions, we are to Clark County Administrative Services. Do you have anything for
Nothing
us?
Nothing to report this evening.
Okay.
Mike, the H2 things at the Planning Commission and the BCC, both of them passed, correct?
I believe so,
yeah,
yes.
They both passed. I was looking at it today, and for some odd reason, I got a newer computer, but lately I've been looking at the county website, and then it gives me this error that I can't get into the county at some point in time. Is there something going on there, or is it on my end?
There's probably something going on there because I have problems as well. So,
I was trying to watch the BCC meeting on the 21st, and at about the 3 minutes and 30 seconds, it just cut out. I just couldn't watch it. It just kept buffering, and then if I scroll on the line there and move to the 5 minutes, then it ran. But I missed the vote on the you know, on the H2 stuff, but I'm sure it probably passed because it was on the consent agenda.
I also wanted to report because I know one of your residents didn't want the H2 and they also allowed that for her.
They did take
in consideration some of
those that requested not to be incorporated.
Yeah.
Not, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
no,
good.
They,
yeah.
Yeah. Anybody that requested to be off, they did.
That's right. Look, you don't do anything on the website, right? The last meeting that listed, I believe, the audio and the minutes was our January meeting. So we just approved one here. So there was, like, I believe, two in between where there's no minutes,
no audio.
No audio?
As far as the minutes, that would be me sending it to the person. Yes.
Oh, okay.
As far as the audio, that's not. I don't send audios.
Right.
Unless I have them.
So just to get it a little closer at this point in case somebody looks on there first.
I think we're only missing the audio for the 14th. Or are we missing
it?
I think because the audios were on there for the 30th. I swear I looked at them the other day.
I think it was only the 14th because that was the meeting we just had 2 weeks ago. But I think she's on it. She just went on.
Oh, and the other thing, wait.
I don't have my computer.
Justin Jones in charge of the whole area, including Calico?
I think so.
Yes.
I think he is, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they still have the new commissioner listed on the website.
Okay.
And not just Justin. So I noticed that because I thought it was mentioned that Justin, had the whole area.
Okay.
It does. I know the Red Rock overlay falls under him. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So. All right, we'll move into planning and zoning. First item is design review DR 250347, Hammock Van Hoy and Lee Thuy, I hope I said that right, it's a design review for a final grading plan for hillside development on 2.07 acres in RS 80. Zoned within the Red Rock overlay, generally located on the northwest corner of Sir Weinman Street and Cougar Avenue. Can we do them both at the same time, or can we incorporate these since
read them both in, hear them together,
okay,
but then vote separately.
Perfect. So, and then we'll hear them both together. And the next one is a VS 250348. To vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Cougar Avenue and Wigwam Avenue between Sir Wyman Street and Eagle Ranch Drive within Red Rock.
Okay.
How are you guys?
Lloyd Breeden, JPL Engineering, and Emmanuel Duvas. And Emmanuel, he's the civil guy, and I'm the surveyor, so.
Okay.
Talk about the grading plan.
Any questions?
I would start with the design review first, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, essentially, this is a lot where the owner started grading without a permit, and he started getting fined, so he was trying to get out of the fines.
Everybody's probably familiar with this. There's a big earth stockpile behind Turbo Arts gas station at
159-160.
So he had started that stockpile and he didn't have a permit. So then he got stopped.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's been in the process of now trying to get a grading permit. So everything's gone through. These plans for the grading plan have been approved. And this poor soul has been trying for a year just to
3 years.
Create a pad to build a home on. And he just, every hurdle you can think of, he's had to try and jump.
It's hard
over.
When you're in hillside, when you've
so,
got hillsides
anyway,
to deal with, for
that's
sure.
That's where it's at right now.
And then you're vacating
the government patent
easement.
These roads go to nowhere. If you go up there, these slopes, this property is basically almost totally unusable.
Right.
And beyond here, it's just like,
yeah.
It's never going to go through.
That mean, meaning that's very steep property there?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
50% slopes.
Oh, that's crazy. I mean, these are 25. That's
huge. Yeah, he's trying to just have like a break point right here, come down and meet the street.
Okay.
Steep slopes and just build a little pad. He just wants a little pad here for a home eventually. So, yeah.
So the patent easements
over here. So the patent easements are basically here, here, and here.
Yeah, 3 feet on this side.
Yeah.
23 on this side.
And then the access is Cougar.
Yeah, you got right over here for 30 feet. So you have that to access.
Okay.
I'm surprised it's not here.
Mike, quick question. If this is approved, will the act of violation for the unauthorized grading, will that
go? I don't know if any fines were assessed.
He's been fine, but
I mean, once if this is approved, that will no longer
then they would,
be active.
They would stop with the. They may require the fines to be paid that were
right,
at this
right,
point.
Fine, right.
And then after that, it would be done. And public response typically, works towards trying to just get compliance.
Right.
But once they initiate a
right.
fine, and especially like, with the short-term rentals and things now, this is that first year that now those are going on tax rolls.
Yeah.
So now, magically, we're getting a lot of compliance.
Yeah, you're willing to comply.
Yeah, well, once it ends up going on tax rolls, then people, it becomes real.
Is this still a
commute?
I'm sorry.
Where is the intent on the driveway? Is it going to be off
river?
Yeah, so is it right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And when you look at Google Earth, there's not even a dirt path through there on this side. Like, basically, there's nothing up there.
Yeah,
just a little trail.
And that's still accumulating fines?
Yes.
Yeah.
Until they can come back and show that it was approved.
Okay.
Are the neighbors, have they voiced opinions in one direction or the other?
This neighbor is the one that called it. The
And what's funny is for her to complain about this because
her road,
she has no way to get there. And she's been driving through basically his property to get onto her property. So. But
yeah.
Anyway, what the heck? Focus.
Well, staff did recommend approval of both of these at this point in time, so. And then nobody else, Public Works, no comment. I would recommend approval. I don't know if anybody else has. We can always go out to the crowd to see if there's anybody.
Does anybody have a comment on this? Did everybody see this? Oh, I just broke your board. Sorry.
Now we have to approve.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So please just state. Yeah. Just. And for the record, just state your name and your address,
Bill
Hike. Place. Okay.
I live right across him.
Okay. So this is your property.
So
you're
down the hill by the gas station.
I'm on Cougar.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
This is my lot here, which would be right here.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Okay. Now, this up here is for years. He's got his well right in the middle of the road also.
Oh, he does. His well's right
yeah.
there. It's 15
okay.
feet into
this is why
into the
right way. The previous owner, Chuck Monaco, who used to own the property, was told about it before he had the well drilled, and he drilled it anyway. And that's been public knowledge.
Okay.
How long ago was that?
Close to 40 years.
Oh,
wow.
I've been out there about 40
yeah.
years.
Wow.
So. This abandonment, I'm not so sure it'll work.
You mean
because what you're doing is you're cutting the throat of another person that lives up here.
We're only dealing with
Yeah. So where's that? Where's the drawing for your vacation? So this is your property. This is your property here.
It's not affecting mine.
Oh, okay.
But affects other people.
We're not vacating the right of way. We're vacating an easement.
So the
easement, yeah, right here.
So this road, Cougar, is going to stay in, though. They're just vacating the unnecessary 3 feet of the patent here. So there still will be a 30-foot right-of-way.
Mm-hmm. There is a 30-foot right-of-way,
no,
yes.
With a well, with a well in the middle of it, if
it's
I understand.
60 foot.
Yeah,
60 foot,
so you've got 30 each side, yeah.
30. We were originally trying to vacate the right-of-way. That's gone away.
That's gone away. We're not vacating any public right-of-way that's already in existence.
Well,
but
I just
this
don't
public
want my other neighbors... all of a sudden not able to get access to their property.
They're fine.
This
okay.
is the problem.
They're dandy.
The only problem is they've got to make it one. Because the road's going to stay where it's at.
Yep.
Rather than get the easement or not.
Change.
So unless you make a problem out of it, then it's going to become something for everybody.
What's okay, can you please, hold on, I'm going to just say, for everybody who's speaking, please just state your name and address so we have it for the record.
The road is on private property right now. I think you should know that.
It is on private property.
Can you state your name?
My name is Lorraine Roberts. I live at 11811
okay.
Cougar. I am at End Eagle Ranch Road.
Okay.
So I have to pass through both properties, his property and her property.
Okay.
And Van's property. And the property with the requesting the vacancy.
And you can show it right here.
Yes. So this is, we were the ones that put this cul-de-sac here.
Uh-huh.
We had Cougar vacated down here.
Right.
At the time, we moved out here in 1992, the road on the top of this hill
mm-hmm.
followed the land.
Right.
And as they said, there's
that's
all...
That's this right here.
Right. And so that road did cut through that property. It's been that way for 30 years. And there is a permissive easement that, or prescriptive easement that comes into play here. Yes, it goes through her property. They bought that property knowing that road was going through their property and has for 30 years.
What we're doing, we aren't taking away anything. This is
right.
all dedicated
but that's
to Clark
their
County.
Issue.
This is Clark County dedicated public right-of-way.
Right.
So that's
none of that's going to change.
Right, okay.
And all we're doing is this is a patent easement that comes with the original government patent. And the original government patent is 33 plus. Public right-of-way
right.
each.
So it doesn't really impact.
Isn't
their concern is the her property being cut
we
through. That's a different
issue. We're not checking that in any way whatsoever.
Okay, let's look.
Go ahead.
My name is Olivia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we live here in front, right in front of her.
Okay.
What's that address for the record?
Yes.
11715. I live right in front of... Mr. Vance, yeah, Cougar Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So when we bought this property, yeah, she is right. There is a temporary road here because the proper and the correct road hasn't built yet.
Right.
It's never been built.
Yes, it's never been built.
Mm-hmm.
So with respect with our neighbor, temporarily we allow them. This is our property up
right.
here.
Okay.
You know, so if Vance vacated because it's.
30, he's not 16. Vacating
that.
He's not vacating
so
that.
The only,
hold on.
Okay.
Hold on a
yep.
second. Because there is an application of vacating.
There is. This is what he's
this
vacating.
Uh-huh.
He's not vacating. Yeah. Sorry, I'll let him explain.
You're
way
really
over here.
Poor on the county thing that they
so how much are they vacating?
So there will still be 30 feet, 60 feet of right-of-way for Cougar Avenue. The only
mm-hmm.
thing he's vacating on Cougar is a 3 foot... patent easement. It's 3 feet of the original 33 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just this little tiny sliver, but there will still be the full right of way. So
yeah.
So you have, there will be 30 feet on your side and 30
yeah,
feet
correct.
On his.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because we live in front of it, and then he is building without permit at all. We already approach him
yeah.
because we are licensed civil and structural engineers.
Okay.
So as a neighbor,
I did a complete realignment.
But hey, can I please let her finish, please? Just for a second, Trey. Just Can I let her finish just really quickly for the record? Go ahead.
So we are licensed civil and structural engineer. So we inform him that what he's doing is wrong. There's no a correct compaction of the property and all. So I believe the reason why he is applying for a vacation is because during the civil works, he is encroaching the private, the public right away, right?
The reason he's vacating the right of way is because he was propelled to by the county when he went for a grading permit.
Look, if you see here on my map, if you see here on the Gizmo map,
yes,
that is the public right of way, and right, that his work. So it's clearly his
So this is what this grading plan is for, is to come into compliance. So this will change all of that. He will grade it
He'll end up having to push back whatever he's done, provide the right of way, and build the pad back here.
I'm stating based on the facts.
Yeah.
You know, and we are, like I said, we're licensed civil and structural engineer. So it's not fair for us, you know, for example, you approve of vacating 3 feet, you said 3 feet. Then we have to vacate 3 feet also. You know, the reason...
That's incorrect.
No, that's not true.
Wait, I'm not... Daniel, I'm not saying we will apply for vacation. It's just I'm trying to be fair here. I don't, you know, we were just trying to be fair. The thing of it is, since I know the fact for now that it's only 3 feet that he's going to use, so that's okay because we still have, you know, 30, 60 feet. Because
right.
The reason why I'm here is because to get all the facts from, you know, from you.
Understood.
The thing of it is, like I said, there is temporary road here. What if we wanted to, you know, maximize and utilize our property because we bought it in a full acreage. It's just we give respect to them. That's why, you know, they've been living there for a long time.
Right.
But what if we want to, you know, use this because we have this big property? If you see this on my plan here, even just a second.
Is there an easement there?
See. This is the whole thing of
this
is our property,
right.
And they are. This is the temporary road. So if we fence this, what are they going to?
Go ahead.
Okay. To the best of my remembrance, the pad and easements and the Clark County dedicated public right-of-way and curve Cougar Avenue has all been vacated.
Yes, that's right.
The pad and easements were vacated. Cougar Avenue is vacated.
So this individual would access it through this cul-de-sac.
With the exception of the cul-de-sac.
So you would, the road, you have every right to utilize the remainder of your property,
yes.
And that road needs to be put up in the proper right-of-way.
Yes, that's
so,
right. That's my concern.
Yeah.
You know, as
this is all yours.
Yes, that's all ours. And then
and
with respect
Cougar,
to them, we are letting
Cougar
them.
Cougar has been vacated, and this was...
And
the radius point for Cougar isn't even on the center line of the road. This is your night
route. There could be a prescriptive easement that comes into play.
Well,
that would bypass.
Well,
it
that's something you're going to have to work out with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it's not a remedy that's going to be resolved tonight, and that's really not the issue for tonight.
Yeah, that's
it shouldn't even have been brought up, because all we're concerned about is this 3%,
yeah.
3 feet, and I thought on the notice that went out, it said 30 feet.
We
all saw 30 feet.
Yeah,
we
also
it
should have been 3, and that was the concern.
So
because
the notices, I know.
That's the thing. That's why we're here. It's not going to be fair for us.
Right.
You know, that's
only
why.
Has to be vacated because he can't build on it either.
Right.
Yeah, that's also our concern. Yeah, that's also our concern.
They are sometimes they are definitely
certified mail to my house.
Yeah, certified, because you know that's what I believe, because if you see on your gizmo, this is your gizmo, they are encroaching the public right away.
Right.
You know, and it's not right.
No,
you know,
and that's and this is the step in that they're requiring him to take to resolve.
Yeah,
that's
why
I'm not
putting any blame or anything.
Beyond
the reason why I'm here is because we want to
make
everything right.
Yeah, and if anything, this is going to clean it up. It is unfortunate that the access road goes through there, but for you, really what needs to be done is that access road needs to be considered and moved into the
right. Yes, that's right. We want to be, we want to respect, you know, the boundaries and all those. We want to, you know, follow the rules and what is legal and what is right for everybody.
Understood.
And the whole thing with the vacate and abandon is Public Works does not have any problem with it. They
yeah,
go vacation to be recorded and stuff like that. So if there was a problem with the road, Public Works would
yes.
that definitely adding something in there. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's Stephanie.
Yeah, so like I said, with respect to them, we are letting them, you know, allow them. Right.
I'm still frozen about the weather.
But, you know, there will come a time,
think,
or, you know, so
and
we're planning
right
to maximize,
way.
Because, like
yeah,
I said, we thought about it, we would increase, and then we wanted to increase the
And that is something that you can absolutely enforce, because it is your private property. And there is an easement, there is a public right-of-way that the roadway access within, and you would still have access to your property. That's why they require this cul-de-sac put in. Yeah, we just need to realign,
and that's where the well is in the right of way, so they'll have to deal with the county saying,
because it's going to be a huge project because it's goes
I'm
drops down the hill.
Concerned
that
whatever
that.
We say,
come
in, some years to perfecting the existing position of the well in the right of way.
Yeah,
but you don't think so.
We already
I don't think so.
Before we even, you know, everything is permitted.
Okay.
You know, so. And also our concern also, as a professional, because we work with this, the reason why I'm here is because we thought, you know, they're vacating the 30 feet,
mm-hmm.
and we cannot do that because we cannot block this because...
Can we keep that conversation in the back there down while we... debate this out up here. Thank you.
We cannot vacate this because if, in case of emergency, there's fire truck and all. They don't have any place to turn into.
Right.
So it's our.
Yeah, the
concern.
County is going to require that they have a you know the proper right of way and fire turnaround. So and that is what they've done. So.
And it'll be up to the county with the well that's in the road. The county mm-hmm. will have to deal with that because it's in the public right of way.
I don't know what they're going to do with that, and that's part of what we'll be voting on.
But you can see why people have to drive this way. This is a 50% slope here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This cul-de-sac.
That's what I said, the roadway follows the natural lay of the land. That's why.
Yeah.
Everybody on these lots in here had everything vacated because.
We actually
they can't utilize this. There's no way you can turn around here. It's like.
But if you put it in a proper place and then you build it, you know, everything will be.
Yeah, I can't answer on behalf of what the county would require to do, being that the existing ingress and ingress egress is on your property, and if there's no way to design it, that would be something, that is unfortunately something you as a private property owner is probably going to have to look into. But this is not affecting, this I do not feel it affects at all the issue you have at large.
So we're
there.
Only talking about 3 feet.
3 feet on Cougar, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any other questions with regards to those two applications? Do you want to make a motion?
I have one.
Okay, Greg.
So, just to sum up all of that, it's a 3-foot patent easement in order to facilitate the grading plan. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
And then staff said that it's fine as long as it doesn't affect drainage or road development.
Well, it's 3 feet here, and then it's the 33 foot. 33. On,
yeah, those sides, but that's in contention is the 3 foot on. Okay.
Yeah. I think there was a misunderstanding. They thought it was the full 30 feet.
That would be a big thing.
Yeah, that would be a big thing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Did you say this was by? No, this is by out by you. Huh?
Yeah, just up the street,
just
up the street a little. So I make a motion that we approve DR-25-0347 and BS-25-0348 for approval according to according to the staff report.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thanks to guys,
The board has asked you to please stop site conversations. If you do not follow their set guidelines, I will have to ask you to leave. Thank you.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Kay. All right, we are going to move to our next item, which is VS250334, Marietti Family Trust and Marietti Freight J. The third trust to vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Calico Drive and Moreno Road between Roundabout Circle and Calico Basin Road within Red Rock. I'm not sure who's presenting.
I'm here.
Okay.
Do I need to come up?
Or yeah, please just come up and state your name and let us know what you're doing.
Yeah, so my name's Kara Dumont. I'm a civil engineer at Wood Rogers, and I'm here on behalf of Frank. And we're just here to, I didn't know I had to print anything out, but we're here to just vacate the existing patent easement that goes around his property. So
okay.
All that's within his property, and we're just...
Evan lives in California. I'm actually adjacent to this property to the east.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not quite clear, like looking at this, because I didn't get to see anything
mm-hmm.
like this ahead of time.
Yeah.
Did cards go out on this?
Yeah.
I'm sure they did.
They did, because I did not get any.
I got two of them.
Oh, no.
You probably got Evan's.
So what am I exactly looking at? What's
so this is just the property line around the outside of his property.
Right.
And then there's a road that's coming in this direction at the north of the property.
What road is he's probably needing direction as to north, east, west, south. Do you have the whole plan there?
Yeah, so it's plan. So there's Calico right there.
Okay. So there's this is Calico Basin Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is this property.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would make this adjacent to my property. Is
mm-hmm.
that correct? I mean, it's like, no, I don't even know.
Yeah, the surveyor's north arrow is a little bit unclear. It looks like it's this one up here. Yeah, so it looks like it's planned north.
Planned north, meaning north is which direction?
Yeah, north is up.
So north, okay,
mm-hmm.
and okay. Now I see where I am in relationship to this. The only thing is that this is a utility road here.
Mm-hmm.
This is with a utility easement, and you want to vacate the utility easement. Your client has already blocked that utility road on both ends of his property.
May I give you the insight on that?
Yes.
I've already paid NV Energy $100,000 to bury the lines.
Can you give your name and address,
Frank
please?
Reddy.
Thank you.
So those lines are coming down.
Those lines are coming down.
And they're being buried through that road. The easement's being vacated.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Which
yeah,
again,
so they're no longer
affect,
needed because there's no utility.
Comes on my property.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So if they're... So in that easement, I'm sorry.
No, yeah.
So they're being buried in.
They're being buried down
in that utility road. Mm-hmm. So they're underground. Is there
right.
Any
so
other?
The utility road will not come. My land will not have a utility road any longer.
Okay. So, and are there any other utilities there? And this is asking. This is saying that you satisfy utility company's requirements. Do we have? Is that satisfying? There's nothing here that says that it satisfies the utilities. I guess that's for final approvals?
They're going in front of Planning Commission on that.
Yeah, for the commission.
Yeah.
So it's there's not a staff recommendation, there's just staff conditions. That's all I was wondering about.
And the patent easements that, correct me if I'm, or maybe you can add, right? The patent easements that are being asked to be vacated now are the easements where we're putting buildings anyhow.
You're putting what? I'm sorry?
We're putting our building.
I'm sure it probably encroaches within them, yeah.
Yeah, within the...
Right, which
yeah.
is already...
Set back.
So, you're relocating the power then from the utility, or I guess the utility road, and it's being put in the right-of-way out in front of your property, is that what you're saying?
It's being put into my ground. It's not
going
to be...
It's going from overhead.
Can I see that drawing again?
They're still going
to
have a right-of-way to it. It's their power.
So they do still have an easement there?
That's not what's being vacated.
Yeah, this is
an alternate.
What's being vacated is the north property line.
So we just don't, the problem is I can't see it.
They don't
I know.
It. No.
Well,
usually,
you normally bring a site plan
yeah,
so
sorry.
We can
never,
see it.
I haven't been in one of these before I was recruited.
That's okay. So this is north. So so help me, Evan. Is this Calico Road?
No, Calico's zoomed out.
If this is north, okay.
No,
Calico's
north,
to the
like
side.
North goes, I feel
Calico,
like that way.
Calico's. Oh, that's Calico Drive
this
or something
is
like that,
north.
Not Calico Basin Road.
That's Calico Drive.
Okay,
right.
So there's Calico.
And Calico Basin Road is sort of down here off the
and
charts.
Where's the utilities?
The utilities runs along this edge.
Okay, so there is, okay,
and
you
what,
can see.
And what are we vacating in a bend?
It's the patent easements.
The shaded areas.
The shaded areas.
Yeah.
Okay. So why, you said we're not... Mr. Moretti, you said we're not dealing with that area where the power lines are at this point in time?
I think that's right here.
Go
yeah.
Down on the north property line.
Just
the road
just,
is coming in on this side of the building.
Just that
yeah.
Side. And so you're saying that...
So.
This is north. I think this is your north property line.
Right. So
I have a picture of the site too, if that one helps better.
Yeah. So the patent easements run around
right.
These three sites.
Right. Okay.
Right. The utility easement is completely different than a patent easement.
Mm-hmm.
NV Energy
right.
Has an easement. I
okay.
Gave them an easement.
Right.
Because they're burying the lines on my property.
Not in
that.
Not in that shape.
No.
It's mutually exclusive.
Yeah. They're,
totally
they're mutually,
okay.
Exclusive.
Mutually
exclusive. NV Energy's easement supersedes a patent easement.
Yeah.
A patent easement came in the 30s, 40s, 50s when the federal government
right.
Gave
right.
The land.
Yeah.
That NV Energy's easement has nothing to do with a patent easement. It supersedes
right.
It completely.
But
so one doesn't connect to the other.
And if you approve it per staff conditions, it says that he must satisfy the requirements.
Yeah.
So I would recommend you do it per staff conditions.
Correct. Yeah, because one doesn't have anything to do with the other.
Thank you.
The reason I'm associating is because you said you brought in the power, or somebody said that we were taking it from overhead lines to buried lines. So then, so that associated
but remember,
this.
Even if you put lines underground,
yeah,
you
still
have
to access
them.
They
have
to
use
yeah. No, I got it.
But if
the utilities are on.
Well, okay. I'm not going to argue with you.
I don't think that the...
No,
so
the
patent
is
where they can't
the
put a building or something
right.
In it, but
the utilities
for
right.
The power
right.
Right.
Supersedes
it.
Yeah,
yeah,
they had a site plan
that
would
probably
mutually show
separate.
Where the
that's
utility
why I was confused initially, because we brought up the power.
Yeah, but it's
in the power brought up.
Power
okay.
Always has these...
Mr. Moretti, the patent easement is on the south side is co-located with the utility easement. Is that correct?
It's three... Well, it's not co-located. I mean, the utility easement is a separate easement that's 5 feet, 6 feet wide.
It's separate.
Past the patent easement?
It's separate.
But it's past the patent easement, or it's on top of the patent?
It's on top of it.
On top of it.
Well, it's the patent easement is 33 feet.
Yeah.
NV Energy's easement that they just got where they're burying my ground is like 10 feet.
10 feet of the
yeah.
33?
It's in there, yeah. But again, it's a separate.
Those patent easements were always there in case they were needed for things such
for
as this.
Right of way
I say, if you do it per staff conditions, I believe you'll be covered because they'll be required to do it per the expectations of the power.
Hmm. Do you have any other questions?
No, Gary and Annie, you guys are here.
Well,
we're
not clear as to how or why roundabout circle comes into effect. His property lines aren't anywhere there, but maybe it's just because of power.
I think it was just giving a reference for where the project is in the greater scheme of the area.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're just saying between roundabout circle and the other.
Yeah, what's your opinion? I mean, as I understand it right now, I don't have any problem with it. I mean, it's the power company easement seems like it's you according to Mr. Moretti here it stays in place. It seems like a pretty important thing. The rest of it seems fine as long as it complies with whatever utility requirements are needed.
Like Mike read right here, satisfy utility companies' requirements under comprehensive planning. Right there, so that's that's
on top
in there. So
and you're getting rid of some ugly lines that are sent up too.
Right.
And they're going underground. So do you want me to do
a
motion?
Make a motion?
Sure, you do it then.
I make a motion that we approve VS25-0334, once again, according to the staff report, satisfy utility company's requirements, vacation to be recorded prior to the building permit issuance, and revised legal description. So, let's...
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right, then we move to comments by the general public. This would be devoted to for comments by the general public about matters relevant to council's jurisdiction. We wouldn't be voting. Is anybody here to make a public comment? General? Nope. Okay. All right, everybody's done. All right, our next meeting date is June 25th, 2025.
I look forward to it.
And, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Not need 2 meetings a month.
Right? I know. Can you imagine being town board or enterprise?
Sorry.
They do this twice a month with huge agendas.
Do they really?
I did both Spring Valley and Enterprise.
That's a lot. Thank you, guys.
A regular Spring Valley meeting, just a regular meeting.
Right,
something
back when
that long,
Chris Munhall
I would go from
that.
6 until 11.
Oh, yeah.
And on Wednesday night, Enterprise would
go
regular meeting, 6 until 12:30. And then I teach the favorite college on Thursday nights from 6 until 9. So I was 11:30 one morning for like 10 years.
For about 15, it was mine. I had City of Henderson, City of Las Vegas, and North Las Vegas, and County. I was like, I spent my life in meetings. I do not miss that. And then you have the contentious
I'm like,
what
if they
was like, and you're out in the press, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, all I have to do is being a meeting.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was really nice.
Thank you.
Quick
question.
I was looking to see if that map was on here.
As a catcher.
Because usually the day of the meeting is when they send.
For initial.
But she says that I don't send my stuff. It's not definite. Yeah, no worries. I was just curious if it was something like.
It's weird nowadays because now it's
considered actually with somebody. I'll send them to you. I'll send them to you pre.
I bought this roughly 30 some years ago from my rodeo apartment.
Okay.
We had this thing split. It's all one now.
Oh my gosh.
When I bought it,